well-placed kitten?
Looks like his master plan. I think that's his master plan!
Six well-placed kittens. We got him. Let's get to work. We need an adorable poster campaign by Friday or we toast. I need ideas from you.
We see a baby with a fuzzy tail.
Nightmare fuel. You're off the team.
Oh.
You, imagine a baby on a potty chair that's made of flowers. Gross.
No.
Strangely beautiful, but mostly gross. You're off the team.
What?
I'm surrounded by amateurs. I can get better ideas from some mail department intern. You, mail baby, poster idea, go.
A baby crawling out of a giant envelope.
Special delivery, no postage necessary. Brilliant! I'm digging what you're dumping, kid. What's your name?
Mega Fat Mailroom Intern Babe.
How'd you like to be my Mega Fat Intern in the posters and greeting cards department?
Oh my goodness! I get to work with Boss Baby? The fastest rising star in Baby Corp?
Oh, you better believe it. Now get those snot rocks out of your schnoz, buy yourself a fresh pair of booties before every move. Ask yourself one question. How will this increase baby life?
You are so business savvy. How are we going to be best friends?
Well, I don't like to make market predictions. A smart guy like you, filled with advice like mine, well, I'd say stock in you and me incorporated is going nowhere but up, up, up.
I like
you. Don't listen to me.
Urgent. You don't care.
Noise making doubling. We have to act on this.
You broke my noise machine.
I have machines to repair. Will you please just listen? I've got a lead on Bootsy Calico's master plan. Six well-placed kittens. What does it mean? I figure Bootsy's been planting kittens all around town. Mr. Pineapple, that one he gave to the mayor. Catcon, probably one of the copycats. That's four. Who are the other two? We have suspects, but we need resources to find them. This is a five-alarm, all-hands-on-deck situation.
Cool. It seems the teacher has become the flunky F-minus of the student. Have you forgotten the first lesson you ever taught me? How will this increase baby love?
Bootsy Calico is a madman! The whole town is in jeopardy! This is bigger than baby love.
Oh, what? Now you talking crazy! Waste my time on your own time! I'm shutting you diddy-diddy down!
But...
Did you just call me a butt?
What?
A butt? No.
One could interpret him as having called you a butt.
What? Really, Boss Baby, a butt? That's the very best you can do.
Oh, I can do much better.
Oh, you are not sassing me. Are we doing this? I think you are sassing me.
We are doing this.
Okay, fine. Marcos, it's time. Hit that big red button.
The button on this drawing you have made me carry around for months has been hit.
Kaboom! Let's go nuclear, Boss Baby. I've got hush-hush secret dirt on you, naughty boy. And tomorrow morning, I'm taking it to the board of directors.
Secret dirt on me? You're bluffing. You would have used it already.
Oh, well then I guess there's nothing to worry about. Until tomorrow, when I end your career. Oh, I can't just for my mind.
It's cool. I'm good. This is not cool! I am cooked!
What does he have on you? Nothing, right? You're the best!
Yeah, nothing. No need to panic.
Is there some secret you don't remember? Like, a booger ball you've been hiding in your dresser drawer for... no reason? Or something?
When Megathad worked for me, I gave him plenty of secrets. But we were friends. They were all good secrets. Secret! Put a blankie on your desk. No one will ever know you're power napping. Secret. Want stronger coffee? Have 7 or 8 extra scoops when office manager Baby Barb isn't looking.
Give me that, baby!
Secret. Learn to change your own diaper one-handed, and you'll never have to interrupt another call.
Ah,
when
you just change your diaper on the phone with me?
No.
long shot. Thanks.
I mean, there's that secret vault in his office behind the bookcase. You know, the one he's putting things into and laughing all evil like, But that's too obvious, right?
Secret vault behind the bookcase? Outstanding work, Frankie.
Sorry, I can't help. Bye!
All right, listen. We need to stop Bootsy, right?
Absolutely.
But if Megabat's secret turret gets me fired, we lose access to all of Baby Corp's resources.
And then we can't stop Bootsy.
Oh, you're a natural, kid. So tonight, while Mom and Dad sleep, we are going to break in and rob Megabat's vault.
Whoa, I thought we were the good guys. Breaking in, robbing, sneaking out of the house after dark? That's bad guy stuff. Hey!
The latest issue of Centipedior Unleashed. I didn't read this one yet. Tell me, Templeton, what happened after the villainous Dark Swatter completed his Mega Earth Zapper?
Well, first, Centipedior stole the army's secret laser chopper. Tally-ho to the chase, ladybug lad.
You'd think a hero named after a 100-legged bug wouldn't need a helicopter to catch a villain on foot, but sure, I'll suspend this belief.
Is that all you swat?
I'll get you, Dark Swatter, no matter the cost.
Well, I calculate over $2 million in property damage. Boom boom is bound to get us busted, then it's bye-bye, boss baby.
My turn! Barrel of big butt blue bananas. unleashed. Blow it up!
But what I'm trying to say is, can we try using our heads first?
Unleashed!
I meant, let me try to crack the combination. Maybe some number that was important to Mega Fat CEO Baby back when we were friends.
Your fans, how you doing?
Hope you're having.
Gotcha, bud.
Okay, why is there no giggling? I practiced all went home at home until I felt nothing.
No more hijinks on this guy. I win!
Wow! I'd hate to get on your bad side, BFF.
But then, one day, he betrayed me.
Are you ever going to say what actually...
This is an endurance lock. Only Megafat can stand the tickle, so only he can open it.
If daycare taught me anything, it's incredible tolerance for...
No. I created this monster. This is my battle.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
How long do you think we have?
They're
still groggy.
Yeah.
I've known you, boss baby.
We will talk about.
I've got Stacy's Shoopy!
Jimbo's room! Oh, I've got Jimbo's Shoopy!
Head for the back! We can talk
about time! We have to try the front door and hope they have it! I found them! Where were you?
Oh, thank goodness! We are never letting you two out of our sight again!
Hey Albion podcast fans, how you doing? Hope you're having an awesome day. In this podcast, we'll talk about what the Bears do when they ain't at work. I don't know what they actually do myself. I'm not going to talk about the Bear way. We're going to talk about the Bear way. Gonna talk about the bear way, the bear way, the bear way, the bear way. We're gonna talk about the bear way, and we're gonna talk about the hay way. We're gonna talk about the bear way. We're gonna talk about the hay way. What the heck are you going to do? The German gully. What the hell are you doing? I'm gonna be even different. Your baby don't have any play, baby.
Thank you.
up! Fuck it!
Sir,
your mouth is responsible.
Sassy. Hop off, Sassy Hand.
Baby Corp is in the hands of a madman. He's got six kittens out there setting loose who knows what. We're going to stop this. We need everyone. Whatever your job title, whatever your department, whatever fief you have to be. Today, we are all the field team.
Everyone join in. First of all, I'm snapping, and also I don't care. Oh, and also...
I will join your field team!
What? Oh, fine. But only because Magnus is doing it.
Always got your back, boss. I don't know what I'm agreeing to.
Six well-placed kittens. Who are they, and where are they?
Well, all you had to do was ask, silly.
Sir, he's giving us the locations!
And daring us to stop them in time.
Bootsy already sick one on the mayor.
And Gwendolyn sold out Jimbo to sneak Bootsy in a baby corp.
Gwendolyn!
Only four to go. Triplets, we've got a copycat at the water and power plants. Take him out. Hendershot, Magnus, and Megafat. Looks like Mangy Kitten is headed that way too. Go.
Oh, running! I take back my consent.
Stacy, Jimbo, cat cop at the park.
On it, boss.
That leaves Templeton and me to... Oh, yeah. Solo it is.
Mayor incapacitated by allergic fit? Grab your camera. I'm almost TV ready.
I've got eyes on Mr. Pineapple.
We are Gopher Pineapple.
I need that hair back, you gargoyle!
Ah, too late. Status report. Tell me you're having better luck than I am.
Cat cop about to pounce!
Ten forty-one. Ice cream has been dispatched to my tummy.
Jimbo, now!
Mangy for swear word!
Yeah, we did it! Yeah!
We got one, Bootsy. I'm afraid Cat Cop won't be getting the drop on Officer Doug.
Oh, silly. Of course not. She's not dropping anywhere. Cat Cop, time to branch out.
My old partner stuck in a tree?
Oh, I don't care how corrupt you were, no kitty deserves this.
I need backup!
Fire department.
My baby's stinky! I can't clean her up!
Don't you forget! old Channel 8 news.
Because at present, it's lying on the living room floor with a pineapple in its blue font. I believe Napoleon once said, give me 1,000 good men and I will take the world. Well, I just brought down a whole town with 6 kitty cats.
But I like the whole town.
I'm sorry about your adopted kitten mother, but revenge is like peeing yourself to stay warm.
Oh, at first it feels amazing, but in the end, it leaves you even colder than before. And now your pants are soggy.
Too late, Boss Baby. This town's already fixing to it.
Whoa.
No more love for anyone.
Cat cop, a baby needs saving. You land on your feet.